Plans to construct a traditional longhouse in North Vancouver's Say Nuth Ka Yum Park, Indian Arm Park, have progressed one step further, with the granting of $260,000 in funds from the BC government. The money from the province will assist the Sail Wah Tooth Nation, who manages the park collaboratively with the government, in conducting site surveys and evaluating locations for the construction and design of the longhouse, alongside carrying out community engagement. Building a longhouse in Say Nuth Ka Yum Park has been a long-standing goal for Sail Wah Tooth Nation and has been identified as a priority in the park plan, said Sail Wah Tooth Nation Chief, Jen Thomas. This funding will help us bring our vision to life to have a place to gather, to feast, and for elders to pass along traditions and cultural knowledge to our youth. Longhouses, long, narrow, single-roomed buildings, are a home for ceremonies and social gatherings for many First Nations cultures. The Sail Wah Tooth Nation building will serve as a significant place of community, education, and healing for Nation members, said Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation Murray Rankin. I raise my hands to the collaborative approach that led to this priority landmark, which will be key for the nation's growth for years to come, he said. Say Nuth Ka Yum, an 18 kilometers fjord that extends north from Burrard Inlet in Vancouver, lies in the center of Sail Wah Tooth traditional territory and has long been an area of significance to the nation's people. In 1998, an agreement that stated BC Parks and the Sail Wah Tooth Nation would manage the park cooperatively was signed. In 2010, the park's name was changed from Indian Arm Provincial Park to Say Nuth Ka Yum Provincial Park, meaning Serpent's Land. The provincial park is popular among tourists and locals alike for outdoor recreation, with visitors able to take part in motor boating, kayaking, canoeing, scuba diving, hiking and fishing. Susie Chant, MLA for North Vancouver Seymour, said she was grateful for all the amazing work the nation had carried out to move the project forward. Their ongoing stewardship of the lands and waters along the Burrard Inlet have restored much of the coastal habitat, she said. The funding towards the creation of a longhouse at Say Nuth Ka Yum supports the work of creating and maintaining a culturally appropriate environment that benefits all generations of the nation. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/MinaKerrLazenby.